When Biologic moves in its newest startup companies in March, the old dance hall turned lab and office space will triple its size. Managing Director Keith Snyder shows off the bigger conference room.
We've actually made it dividable so that we can have conference and meetings on both sides.
The biggest tenant, Bexion Pharmaceuticals, is trying to find a cure for cancer. It now has the entire third floor. The other clients include Surgical Energetics. It has a sutures mechanism for connecting tissue to bone in orthopedic patients.
Our goal is to be the first stop and the one stop for anything in life science. They can start here, and if there's resources on the Kentucky side that are good for them, we'll take them that direction. If it's on the Ohio side, we can work through that as well.
Senior Vice President of Northern Kentucky Triad, Karen Finan, hopes it's on the Kentucky side. 5 years ago, she took a very targeted approach, believing life sciences could work in Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties.
And while I can't name companies specific at this point, I can say that we do expect a number of announcements over the course of this year and next as we continue to get the word out about life sciences in Northern Kentucky in concert with the availability of this great space down at the Biologic Center.
Ohio and Indiana aren't sitting idly by. Recent studies show the life sciences industry in Ohio is making a $53 billion economic impact and a $50 billion one in Indiana. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.